Yeah, finally, it is the bill that waited for Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema to sign off. In the end, a lot of ground. So let's get into it. Joining us live is Bloomberg tax reporter Laura Davison. Laura, thank you so much for joining us. Let's start with inflation and taxes. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says it reduces inflation. How?
Well, you know, Senator Schumer said that, but all of the estimates that economists have done said it really actually does little to nothing about inflation. The reason they called it the Inflation Reduction Act is that is something that Democrats are really worried about going into the midterms, which are in November. So this is sort of an interesting thing. This was very key for Joe Manchin, who was one of the crucial senators, a moderate, who they weren't sure if he was going to sign on to the bill. He did. But in terms of inflation, not expecting to see any bump in the short term, and in the long term, it's, you know, just a couple tenths of a percent that this would shave off inflation. But on taxes, there's a lot there.
Corporations may get some restrictions. Personally, though, the top 1% pretty much escaped, didn't they? Am I reading that correctly?
So wealthy Americans did very well in this bill. Initially, when Biden first trotted this out, you know, over a year ago, there were a bunch of different rate increases on individuals, both from income to capital gains, looking at inheritance taxes. All of those got cut at various stages in the process, and really all the taxes are focused on corporations. There's two major pieces there. One, which is a minimum tax, a 15% minimum tax for all U.S. corporations. Some have the corporate rate in the U.S. is 21%, but a lot of companies pay a lot less than that because of different deductions and credits. The other is this buyback tax, so it's a 1% excise tax on corporate buybacks. And so curious to see, you know, how that plays out. That doesn't go into effect until the start of next year. So we could see a flurry of buybacks in the U.S., you know, until that tax goes into effect.
Now, of course, President Biden, the thrust that he was making through this was his push behind climate change. The goal is to cut gas emissions by about 40% from 2005 levels by the end of the decade. What does it do? How does it do that?
Yeah, so there's several hundred billion dollars of investments into all sorts of new incentives for green technology. So there's a greatly increased electric vehicle credit for American consumers, as well as a bunch of different credits for different types of renewable energy. What's notable in this bill, though, is that there's also some incentives for fossil fuels as well. Again, this all goes back to Joe Manchin, who was one of the senators who helped cut this deal. He is from West Virginia, a state that is very dependent on coal and natural gas. And so you see that reflected in the overall bill.
Yeah, and there's going to be some controversy regarding the electric vehicles because they expanded the number of car makers, but they also put limitations on what cars and what people actually will be eligible for it.
Yeah, there's limits both on kind of the incomes that people that consumers can use to buy it. Income, there are limits on the cost of the car and also restrictions that different elements of the car need to be American made. Some EV makers, including GM and Toyota, in the run-up to the passage of this bill complained and said, hey, these are actually too restrictive and we're not going to be able to source of all of our products and meet the requirements for this. That's yet to be seen if that was, if that's actually true, if they're able to change some of their supply chain issues and be able to qualify for the credits. But this is something that was very important to a lot of Senate Democrats, particularly those that represent the car industry in Michigan.
And I hate to do this to you. We have about 30 seconds left. We need to touch briefly on Medicare, on negotiation of drug prices. Is major?
This is huge. This is the first time that Medicare can negotiate with drug companies. It's something that Congress has wanted to do for a long time, but it just hasn't had the right mix of political realities happening. And so a lot of people are very happy this has finally gotten done.
All right, Laura, you're awesome. Thank you so much for your help. That is a Bloomberg tax reporter, Laura Davison.